Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. I'm down at the barn again. I haven't been down here for a while to make you a video, so I wanted to make you a fresh, brand new video today. It's going to be a familiar topic because we talk about this a lot, but I want to have some fresh thinking around this topic. The topic is Limbo Land. Limbo. My marriage is in limbo. I'm stuck in limbo. I don't know what she's going to do. I'm in limbo. I don't know if she's going to stay with me. I'm in limbo. I don't know if she loves me. I'm in limbo. You're not in limbo. That's what this video is all about. Limbo land, the idea of feeling stuck or paralyzed or in some dark spot where your shoes are in the mud and you can't get out. It is a mindset. And so there's something that every man has that we don't always exercise because we can feel victimized by what other people do. That thing is called agency. Agency means that you have the power to make a decision and you have the power to choose something. So for an example, I'll go to the marriage limbo land in a second. I was in limbo in the last week. I bought a used travel trailer and the underside has this corrugated plastic thing that's supposed to be tightly up underneath there, and it wasn't. It looks like the dealership had messed it up and it was sagging and it almost fell off on a trip. I've been thinking, oh, I'm going to take it in. These bastards, they did this to me. I'm going to take it in, but they never give it back. They hold on to it for months and they probably won't do it right. I should take it in. Maybe I'll do it myself. And I've been in limbo. It took me about 5 days to realize I need to take my own advice and get out of limbo. I decided I am not going to drive it round trip 150 miles to the dealer who doesn't do jobs very well. I'm pretty handy. Even though I'm older, I don't want to crawl around underneath the trailer. I bought $85 worth of material, some self-tapping screws, and some special tape. And so today I got under that damn thing, and that thing is fixed right. It's fixed the way it should have been the first time. I didn't like that I had to do it, but I got out of the idea that I was in limbo and I was just all wringing my hands about what to do about this thing. So that's a simple example, but I made a decision and I'm happy I did, obviously. I've taken a shower and I feel better too. Now you're stuck in a relationship. Your wife kind of loves you, but she's not in love with you. She's kind of talking to her boss too much. She's kind of doing her own thing. She's kind of being cold and distant. And guys go, I'm in limbo. You're not in limbo if you decide either I'm staying and here are my reasons for staying. You're not in limbo if you decide you're leaving. You're not in limbo if you decide that you're going to divorce her. You're not in limbo if you decide you're going to make a decision that addresses the problem. Now, in most cases, I don't recommend a knee-jerk reaction where if you feel in limbo, you just take your ball and go home. There's usually a whole lot of decisions and a whole lot of things you can do to get out of limbo. For instance, most of the guys who are in this first stage of my wife doesn't love me anymore and I think I might be getting separated or divorced, they start arguing and complaining and bargaining and begging and pleading. And so to get out of that limbo of not knowing how your future is going to end, all you have to do is decide that in this case today, I'm going to accept what's going on. I'm going to meet some friends. I'm going to think a different thought about what my day is going to be like. I'm going to talk to my wife as if she was any other woman on earth. I'm going to stop believing that she has control over my sense of well-being on a daily basis. That's not limbo. That is a choice if you stay there. You have to say it out loud, though. I choose this. I choose this because I could choose anything else too. I could choose to go. I could choose to make an ultimatum if I wanted. I could confront her. I could do anything I want. The point of this video is to stop thinking that you're in limbo, that you're in concrete shoes and you can't do anything and somebody's slowly torturing you. That mindset will make you miserable for the rest of your life in any case where you think that you don't know what to do. You do know what to do. And in this case, if you were just in the first stages of having a cold, distant marriage and not sure if you're going to be married forever, take a big old deep breath. That's a decision. Take care of yourself. Take a run. That's a decision. Go see a funny movie with some friends. That's a decision. Talk to your wife eye to eye, face to face. Listen to her talk. That's a decision. But stop thinking that you're in limbo land. You're exactly where you want to be because that's where you are now. You've decided it. I hope that helps you, brother. I hope that gives you the agency to start looking at anything that's having you feel stuck or in limbo and look at it differently so you can make a decision and know that where you are is where you're supposed to be because that's what you have chosen. And if you get to the point where you think you may need to make a next level decision like leaving or separating or moving out or something like that, those two are decisions. They're usually premature, but those decisions also get you out of limbo as well. If you have any questions about this, you want to chat about it, shoot me an email and I'll answer your email personally. I love this topic because I love seeing a guy have the light come on to realize limbo is a state of mind. You are not stuck in uncertainty and you're not stuck in sadness. You just think you are. Try that on for size. Have a great day, brother. Bye-bye.